This is Record Straight,
your go-to spot for unfiltered insights into the music scene.
Your hosts, Benny Greggs from BG Community
and Christina and Anthony from Cartel Australia.
Are you ready?
Let's dive in exploring Australia's musical landscape like never before.
Where honesty echoes louder than illusion. Listen up.
All right, and welcome to the pilot episode of Record Straight Woo-hoo. Podcast.
Oh my goodness.
This is exciting, isn't it?
So exciting. We're finally here.
We're in the space. My name is Benny.
I'm Anthony. Hey,
I'm
guys.
Christina. Hello.
And I represent BG Community and the network today.
We're from Cartel Australia, and we're just excited to be doing anything.
Just being part of it, really.
This is so much fun. We had a conversation a while back going, hey, how can we like provide value and have fun and just catch up as friends? And we were like, you know what? Let's do a podcast.
Let's record it.
Let's record it. Yeah. Our conversations are fairly interesting, aren't they? We get deep, we get not deep. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Chris is nervous. You can see
it. I am a little bit nervous.
Why are you so nervous?
Loosey goose it up.
It's the first podcast, of course. You're going to be, because you care. That's why.
I do care. And I want to make sure that everyone gets the right value and gets the right information.
Oh.
I'm just a bit.
That's so beautiful.
I'm excited.
Well, the Record Straight podcast is all about giving artists and creatives in the industry of music, the music industry, an opportunity to hear real life examples of the industry, to hear the hard truths, to hear about our experiences, and also to have lots of fun. Chris, tell me first about some of the topics we're going to be covering this season on the Record Straight podcast.
So it'll be a lot about how artists can develop. It'll be very, very heavily artist development centric. It'll be about media and industry and learning to navigate streaming platforms. It'll be a no bullshit approach.
It's a pilot episode. You can do whatever you want.
A no bullshit approach to the industry as it is. We have found in our time that there's a lot of resources out there and a lot of it doesn't cover. It's very fluffy.
Yeah.
It doesn't cover what actually needs to happen for artists. And so hopefully we can kind of cut through all of that.
And we have Anth over here.
Here we go.
He's a bit quiet.
Yeah, he's a bit quiet because it's the pilot episode.
I don't want to butt in because like I feel like I always have really good things to say, but I end up talking over people.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, you've got the talking mic now. But yeah. Anth, I mean, you're notoriously known for giving harsh, straight to the point feedback, and this is a place for that.
Yeah, I think we like as we kind of developed Cartel from 2015 onwards, we always said we wanted to be like no shit.
Bullshit,
like no bullshit the whole time.
You're allowed to swear, guys. It's all right.
Yeah, I know. But it feels weird.
It does, doesn't it?
It feels weird to swear. Yeah. Keep it PG, you know. But the advice that we give is very, very direct in the way that, you know, we don't want to turn any artists away or turn any artists off. But in the interest of creating conversation, I think is really important. And, you know, we're going to speak about our backgrounds and stuff today. But my background as an artist, all I really wanted was someone to just say, hey, here's exactly how it is.
Yeah.
It's not, oh, if you do this and flowers will grow and blah, 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 blah. It's this is how it is.
Yeah.
And we develop in this way. And that's really simple. And that's kind of like one of the cores of our business, I think. And I think that's one of the things that kind of drew you to us. And well, I guess we'll get into that. But yeah.
Well, speaking on that, I think what's important is that we've got this incredible alliance between BG Community, myself as a personal brand, and Cartel Australia. And I remember meeting these guys. I saw them on a social media of the Real Songwriters of Melbourne. Shout out to Jenna and the crew.
She's amazing.
They're amazing. Saw you guys there and were like, wow, these guys are awesome. I had no idea what you do. I just saw like PR and artist development and like communications and the rest of it. And was like, at the time, my brand was kind of stepping into the next stage and as a performer and MC and community builder. And I was like, let's catch up for coffee in Essendon, which was great. We caught up for coffee and I don't think you guys even really knew.
Was it a dinner?
No, it was like a lunch. Definitely wasn't nighttime.
Yeah, it was. It was dinner in coffee.
It was.
Did we catch up in Essendon though before that?
No, that was after.
Oh, wow. I've skipped a whole part.
Near Lamana.
That's right. No, we caught up for dinner first just to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And I was speaking about PR and stuff like that. There we go. It's my little cousin Campbell.
And Campbell. Shout out Campbell.
We love Campbell. And then after that, we caught up for coffee.
That's right.
Because then we were discussing how you guys could help streamline and be a part of my brand. And then the rest is history since then.
You're stuck with us.
Oh, I know.
Oh my goodness.
Forever.
Did you make a good decision? We'll find out.
No, I'm we sure. definitely yeah, didn't. Yeah, we're pausing. It's like, did we make a good decision? I don't know.
Christina's always like, is Benny mad at me? Like, do you think he's mad?
No,
like,
we made a good decision.
I made a such a good decision. But for those that don't know, I'm a community builder and experienced producer and MC. So I pretty much help build communities all across Melbourne and Australia now. Mm. Create experiences for client under my organization, BG Captivate, and get to MC and host plenty of amazing projects, which is why we align so much. The BG community is a community for like-minded artists to network, collaborate, connect, and feel like they've got a place and a home. Where they're surrounded by amazing people. For me, while I was growing up, I wanted a place to be able to feel like I could be myself, unapologetically myself, and creating the BG community over 3 years with the incredible Ali White is amazing. The fact that we get to help so many incredible individuals in the music space, collaborate, connect, relationships have formed from it. Mm. Like, that's not one of the main things, but you know what I mean? Like, it's amazing. And that's why I align so well with both you guys. Tell me about Cartel Australia.
Yeah, I guess we should probably give the whole spiel, hey?
Because yeah, do it. Give us the whole spiel. It's the first episode.
This can go forever. But so essentially the way that I started was I started off as a producer and as an artist. We're not going to go into names and I'm not going to send out any demos or anything like that because it was terrible.
No, we all had to start somewhere.
It was just bad. But
It got better. It did, right?
Yeah. Well, I was lucky enough to kind of develop my way through the industry and kind of build myself to a point where I was consistently touring. I was able to do my artist project for about full time for about, I think it was about 2 years, kind of on and off.
Yeah.
And went through the whole rigmarole of the industry, labels, majors, indies, sync, licensing, publishing, et cetera. And I met Christina when I signed to a record label called One Love Music Group. And I met Christina. And she had recently, and you can tell your own story, but you had recently come over from the Colour Run, I believe, into the label space.
Yeah, I did events first.
You did events first. Thank God I know. and then when I signed to the label, you jumped on board managing me. And my experience up until that point in terms of being an artist, I had some really good managers and I had some terrible managers. And the experience was really varied. And we did some really good things together. You were probably I don't want to say this with like looking you in the eye, but you were probably my best experience as a manager.
That's right. I already know. Isn't that sweet?
So sweet.
He has to say that.
We're cute, hey? then flowing on from that, we did some really good things together, toured, did releases, blah, blah, blah. And then I kind of got to the point where I kind of wanted to take a step away from production, wanted to step into this side of things just because I am, you know, business orientated and I feel most creative when I'm doing businesses and things like that. And I took Christina to dinner one night and I was like, look, don't want to do this anymore. Want to do my own thing. And she was like, funny you say that. I've handed in my notice at One Love. We're going to do our own thing.
Yeah.
Then you got married.
Then we got married.
And then all this was years later.
Yeah. Then there was a whole bunch of shit and then we got married and we're here. Easy streak.
Oh,
now.
Stop it.
It was, it's not a bunch of shit. It was a lot of learning, I think, which was good. So yeah. I started... Cartel was born out of the idea that there was a huge gap between label artists who had the resources and had the kind of in with industry and independent and emerging artists who were often just as good, if not better, than the label artists in terms of creative and musicality and all of that those things. And so Anthony and I decided that gap needed to be bridged, and that's how Cartel was kind of born. And so artist development's always been at our forefront of doing this, and we're so grateful that we've gotten to work with a bunch of different artists throughout the time. We're lucky enough now to be working with yourself, the BG community, international artists as well, bringing them into the AUNZ. We've done some cool things and
kind of branching out into business now as well, which is really cool. So I think for us moving forward, and it's not something that we're going to talk about too much in this podcast, but like in the interest of development, I think one of the things that we're doing that's really cool now that I'm really excited about is moving, still working really heavily within the music scene, but working really heavily within the business space as well. Cause you know, you can be creative within business and that's dope, right?
Yeah.
So
it's very important to be creative. I mean, we're living in a world now that as an organization, people really want to feel like they're connected to an organization. Yeah. I mean, gone are the days. I remember when I was in my photography and videography company era of like 16 and 17, so long ago, I felt like it was important to have a commercial brand and a big corporate brand behind things because people wouldn't take you seriously if you were a freelancer. Yeah. But now, being an independent, being a freelancer, being a sole trader, is so cool. And it's so in because people have trust. People don't want to work with big organizations anymore. They want to work with people that really care about their brand.
There's so much more freedom too, because you're not like, you don't have a big machine behind you that just goes, well, you can't do it this way, you need to do it this way.
And it's a kind carbon of like, copy thing. You're able to be a bit more agile, a bit more creative. It's a good way to be, I think. And it creates trust, doesn't it? Like, it really does create some kind of, oh, they're really going to tailor the service to me.
Yeah. I was looking at a brand strategy seminar with Mal Yu and Mark Carter, and they were showing us on the screen about, you know, Steve Jobs and Apple and Richard Branson and Virgin, and looking at the follower count, people just want personal brands. People want to be connected to the people that are behind these big brands, and they're the people that are actually physically selling. 100%. So I think that's the important message that we're going to kind of get across in this podcast from all aspects, is that your personal brand is so important. How you leverage that, how you connect with your audiences, how do you build trust? I think we're also going to hear from some people in the industry throughout these episodes about their experiences with labels, maybe labels themselves coming in, how things have changed. And we promise we're going to really ask the hard questions too.
Yes.
We're going to Tracy Grimshaw it.
Yes, we will. We definitely will.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, can we even say that? Tracy Grimshaw it? I think we can.
I think so.
Yeah.
Trademark.
Tracy, we love you, by the way.
We can say whatever we like.
Yeah, because it's a podcast. It's unfiltered.
Unfiltered, baby.
And no one's going to like blip.
We're a no-cut podcast.
No. Oh, that's a great name of a podcast. No, we've got this name. No-cut
podcast.
Can
we just talk really quickly about like trying to name this podcast and all of the like mystical things you guys were talking about? And then I'm just like, it's going to be Record Straight.
You know what? Can I be honest with you? Yeah. It was a collaboration between myself, Christina, and ChatGPT. At the start, it was like, I was sitting in ChatGPT going, this and this. Oh, this sounds nice. Too wordy. And then we came up with this beautiful tagline, which is, I've just forgot it.
An honest uncovering look into the illusion of something.
Yeah.
Hold on. I should have written it down.
Yeah, we should have written it down. No.
Guys, how serious are we as a podcast? We don't even know our own tagline. This is so great.
It's the pilot episode.
So we were at the BGCom thing. You went the first BG community event of the year. Yep. There was like, you know, you were talking. There was like, there wasn't so smoke on the floor, but there was like, it felt like there was like a mist on the floor.
It was bringing in the new crescendo. Year too.
And then, you know, you're going through everything like, you know, BG boiler, BG, like all this BG stuff. And then
BG buddies.
BG buddies. Oh, so and then cute. We were like, so we haven't got a name for it yet. We haven't got a tagline for it yet.
But listen up, guys.
But also we're doing a podcast with Cartel, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. And here we are, everyone. Welcome. I have to touch base on too, the fact that, we have together collectively worked on some amazing projects together. Yeah. Myself as an individual, I started when I was 10, similar to Anth actually as a DJ. Did you know that?
I started doing my first ever DJ gig was a 13th birthday.
Yeah.
It was my niece's 13th birthday. So I probably would have been
like 16 or 17.
No, it would have been her 9th birthday.
Yeah.
And I would have been probably around 11 or 12.
Yeah. See, we both started in the same industry, didn't we? Yeah. I was on my little iPad and like the little DJ app on the iPad, and I was mixing like my iTunes library together. And then I just started growing and growing and growing, and then I stopped DJing.
Yeah.
Although I really want to start it now.
I'll teach you.
Thank you.
But you know what? We'll do a BJ boiler set together.
Yeah.
I keep telling Christine, I was like, I better get booked on this.
Benny and Ed. For those that don't know, the BG boiler is something we're adding to the BG community this year. We add so many amazing things to the BG community, including our signature dinners, our photo walks, our BG buddies, which is a buddy system for young performers, our live mics. There's so much there, but we added this year BG boiler, which is all about bringing young upcoming producers the opportunity to come and showcase their music in a space that feels really cool.
Which is so important. It's that you don't get much, unless you're playing at a club, there is absolutely no experience for them.
No, and most of the time you can't play at a club until you're over age anyway.
And then then following that, like for most producers who are like producing like more left of center stuff,
There's like, really no opportunity.
Well,
for
you
them
can't really play your own music, so you can't test it in front of a crowd.
Yep.
It's more about like learning how to read the room and yada yada yada. So, yeah, no, it's a really good experience. And I haven't DJed for a long time. So.
Well, we're gonna have to bring that back at the BG Boiler Room. Hey, tell me, we've had some big projects on together over the last year and a half, 2 years of working together, including for me especially, including Futurations at the Palms at Crown recently.
So great.
Coming near the Christmas, just on two seasons of that, about to go the next one again. The book launch, I mean, we are actively working together, and that's why we thought this is such a great opportunity to share. Because we are working with industry people, we're booking talent, we're managing events, we're performing commercially in front of hundreds, if not thousands of people. I've been able to work with these guys on Festival X too, with Calvin Harris and Marlo and so many other...
Just a whole bunch of great house DJs, hey. Just excellent.
That was fun, wasn't it?
That was my first gig with you guys as managers.
That was...
It was not a bad place to start.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. No.
Set the bar pretty high.
Yeah, yeah. You, business class. We're like slumming it at 6:30 in the morning. Benny flies in at like 12:30.
Yeah.
Upgraded to business. So I was like, never,
we're
ever talk to me.
We're already sweating.
Yeah.
give me your three highlights so that people can understand some of the moments that you guys have had as artist managers or as PR agents or as industry personalities. What are those three highlights as Cartel Australia or even personally?
Okay.
Do you want to go first on me?
Well, I think the obviously Futuration, and I'm not just saying that because of you. No, I mean, that was our biggest event that you taught us so much in that, and you did such a great job, and it was 800 people sold out. And
yeah, a bit more than that.
more, sorry, yeah. sorry.
That's all right. That's okay. It's fine. No, no.
And yeah, so that was definitely, Futuration was definitely a huge part of what we want to do in the future and all of that thing, those things. But I think in a musical capacity, I think Peggy Goo was the biggest
Round of applause, everyone.
I don't want to name drop, but that was very, very fun.
So these guys, talk to me about that experience.
Yeah. So I think our whole kind of thing is like with artists, we kind of want to split what we do into two. So we work with the local independent kind of acts, labels, et cetera, et cetera. And then working with international acts to help them break within the Australian market. And the Australian market is very, very different in terms of development to the rest of the world. Yep. So, you know, within America, within Europe, the ways to develop an act is completely different. So one of the niche things that we really started to understand as we started to work with bigger labels and bigger clients and stuff, that like artists were coming down to Australia with no idea how to actually develop within this, and
it's also so small, so they didn't really even know where to start because it was so small.
Yeah.
And then Peggy just kind of happened. Yeah, kind of. It did fall into our lap a little bit, in terms of how we actually landed it. And then Christina really did all the work. I don't know why I'm talking.
I know it was just a really great opportunity. So we work.
I just posted on Instagram.
we work with One Love Music Group, and have been since I started there. And they were kind enough to pass another label onto us, and we kind of worked in with the three labels to bring Peggy down. We did some commercial radio for her, and that song, it goes like na na na, ended up being on every single na 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 na.
Oh, so good.
It's catchy as hell.
Yeah, I was listening to it here in the car.
Did you? Thank you. It ended up being platinum, going platinum in Australia, New Zealand, and so we were part of that. Just getting her on the radio.
And what are those like key pivotal moments that made that go platinum? Like if you had to pick two things.
So I think
I was going to say, I think with that track, like that track was such a monster in Europe for 6 months before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Euro summer.
So generally when it comes, particularly with electronic records, like Euro summer is really important for what happens in our summer.
Mm.
And that track was just such a monster. Like we started working that in April or May last year.
I think May, June. Yeah.
Just before Euro summer. And then we didn't really get it added to any across the boards until
4 months.
Yeah.
So it was August when we got a light ad, and then it went across the board. Yeah. August, September.
And tell me through what's a light ad? Is that like into playlists?
Yeah. So generally what happens with radio, what happens with commercial, I'll let Christina take you through all the different forms of radio, but what happens with commercial radio is that you can get a few different types of play. You can get just a spot play, which is where you get played on like a one-off show. And then like generally that doesn't happen at all with commercial.
Mostly just the Australian music show.
Yeah.
And like Nova or something yeah. like that.
But generally you'll get added to either Nights, which is where you get played from like 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. or something like
and
that.
People like me on my way home from work listen to it.
Yeah.
It's some good mixes there.
Absolutely. And then if that tests well, you'll then get put into spot rotation, which is where you're getting played, like tested in different sections. And then a full, we call it ATB across the board, which is where you're getting played, what, 2-3 times a day?
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's about 3. Yeah. I'm not super certain, but we were lucky enough to get Peggy added. Yeah, so she was playing a bunch.
Yeah.
We should know more, but it's late nights, nights, and across the board.
Yeah, sweet.
For auditions.
And then what would you say your last highlight was?
Oh, yep.
Currently is, maybe.
I think Futuration's one for me that I really loved because we'd never been in that kind of world before. So we were like managing this whole massive thing and people were asking us questions. We're like, we don't know.
Ask
we'll work
boss.
It out for
Actually,
you.
We can't talk to the boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the boss. Go to Connor. Just go to Connor.
Just go to Connor for
We love you, Connor.
Choice.
We love you, Connor.
So I'd say that, Peggy Goo. I think the third one for me personally, I would say Festival X. I just really think it's more so like our development over the journey. Like we've done, generally when we get things that are quite big, like Peggy Goo or Festival X, we kind of get to the point where we're like, holy shit, we just did that kind of thing. And that they're the moments that I look for. I think that's really good.
Yeah.
But, oh, that is so
poetic.
Sweet.
Hey, your turn. What
yeah,
about you?
Go ahead.
There's been some highlights in my long career of 20 years.
22 years. Get it right.
So when I was born, obviously a highlight.
When I was born in 2003.
2001.
Oh my God. Goodness. I said that as a joke.
We are so wrong.
No, you're not. You guys are born in like night. Anyway, we won't say anything. Yeah. highlights in my career, I have to say, again, Futuration recently. It's so recent for me and it's such a highlight. I mean, the fact that, you know, as a little kid, envisioning myself to be at the Palms at Crown, giving an opportunity to people seemed like such a long way away until you get to the point where you've done so many things, you can go, you know what, I can give this a crack. And it paid off and now it's a yearly thing, which is really great. But that was a highlight. I think I was surrounded. I think at that point I knew that I've kind of done okay in my delegation as a colleague because then I could see that I was in my dressing room most of the day doing nothing. And that's amazing thing. No, it's well, it was nothing because I had an amazing team around me that helped position, like put that show and execute that show after I did all the work at the start and producing and working with the Rangers and Ty and Connor. So that was a highlight. Getting on that stage that for those that hasn't seen on my Instagram, at Benny Griggs Official, like you'll see the curtain lift up.
That was me videoing.
And Anth was behind me. I was like, Anth, just video this moment because this is like a dream come true. And the curtain lifted up. Over 800 people.
What a dream.
I'm not sure if I've told you this, but do you know when I got off stage, I got in so much trouble.
Who told you that?
Connor was like, get off the stage, get off the stage.
No, but Ali did text and go, we can see Anne.
Oh,
and
I don't mind though. Yeah, but I don't care.
Because I wasn't sorry, Connor. I wasn't like predominantly backstage because we were dealing with sponsors and stuff at the front as well. So I was dressed like really nicely in this white top.
It was
top,
fine.
Like,
I wanted that moment and I guess who's the boss?
Yeah.
it's okay. I gave you permission.
Yeah.
Secondly, for me, there's just so many highlights in my career. Like again,
so
the development of like BG Community and BG Captivate and producing big events and emceeing, you know, at Porsche and Festival X and at Manningham Carols and Mitchell Shah Carols and speaking at like all these things for me is something that I've always dreamed of. The book with my best mate Amber, that was a highlight
special.
For me.
That was
releasing
so
a children's book is something that you never really expect to do, but you kind of just, I don't know if it just happens to people, but it did. And being able to be on the Starlight Foundation and we're starting to share that book more and more now is incredible. And then also just being around amazing people is my highlight. Honestly, at the end of the day is being around the best people in the industry, being around you guys, that the people in the production teams are best mates that always stick back and help out. Mm-hmm. Filming music. Oh, there's my highlights really. Like Futuration is like the top now because it's recent and then the book. But there's just, I've been so blessed, obviously working 7 days a week, every hour of every day, but the fact that I've been able to execute so many things by the age of 22 for me makes me go, if this is what I'm doing now, imagine in 10 years what I can be doing, and absolutely, imagine how many people I can be helping, you know, in 2030.
Who run the world? Benny Greggs.
Greggs.
No, Beyonce does, but Beyonce runs it first and then maybe I'll come second. But I'm just, really blessed. And the fact that we get to do this and have these podcasts and share inspiration and share messages to people is huge.
It's cool.
So
right?
Important.
Isn't it? In it's this so cool great. Studio. It's stupid so old studios, everyone. What a great
thank
space.
Thank you so much for having us
thank
here.
Thank you so much. Oh, it's very cool.
I feel like I'm at home.
It's very cozy.
I do
like
love
it.
The greenery. Yeah. I do love the greenery.
It's and I'm going to jump to one more point because I'm just so excited to be here. In this whole podcast series, what is the one thing that you're individually that you're looking forward to exploring with people or with, you know, in this space?
I just think I really want to get in depth. I am just so like, I scroll through Instagram and TikTok and, you know, I speak to artists all the time and stuff like this, and everything is just so base level.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that with this. I want to get as in depth as possible. Yeah. And I want to talk about, you know, obviously every artist, and we're predominantly going to speak about music and artists and independent acts, but I really want to get as specific as we can with certain things, you know, so artists really can listen to this and take away and get a really good understanding of, you know, some form of their development to develop into sustainability, because there's such a massive disconnection between I'm going to release this song and I want to be famous like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no kind of logical step to be able to develop to whatever point.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be really important for us to be able to go, you know, let's help artists develop whatever process we can.
Yeah. And debunking that too. I mean, so many people come into the BG community and they're like, oh, you know, Benny, I want to get a manager. And I'm like, so like, what do you got? What are you doing? They're like, oh, nothing yet. But so I think it's just directing people the right way to the right people first, because you think they go, I'm going to get a manager. It doesn't work like that anymore. No. Unfortunately, like the only reason I have you guys now is because so many things are starting to happen for me and you need the support.
There's something to manage.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that's really important. So being able to use this space to direct people to the right people, direct artists, creatives to the right people to help them further their career and enhance their career
Absolutely.
Is extremely important, Chris.
Absolutely. And just further to that, like I agree with both points, that just getting them excited and feeling inspired and passionate rather than scared and nervous to approach it, because it is a huge undertaking. Like it's a job. You're trying to create a career, and it does have a lot of hard work, and it's a lot.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that it's not a scary lot of hard work. I have the steps, I have the support, and we can move forward.
It's going to be a really good balance, isn't it? It's going to be like, do this and then be like, but have fun with it.
But have
it. And then I'm adjudicating in the middle, I think. Yeah. But you know what? And I think anyone can make it as far as they want to make it, as long as they're willing to put the work in,
absolutely,
to grind it out and to not give a fuck and just deliver.
And you know what, guys? Benny Greggs is the shining example of
Exhibit
that.
Exhibit A.
I mean, 22 years old. It is remarkable. I don't want to like make you blush, but it is.
Thank you.
No, but truly, like I'm not just saying it. It is, you know, if we were younger and had a role model like you and to move forward like that, I mean, if you can do it, if you can the host at the Palms at Crown, I think it's okay.
Just take risk. And
that's what I wanted to add as well. Like, you know, a lot of artists don't want to take risks. Like, you know, and we don't need to get into specifics, but the amount of risk you took to, you know, to do Coming Together Christmas last year and Futuration in the same year.
And release a book.
Within 4 months of each other. Like people actually don't understand what goes into that from the forms of sponsorship, the financial investment,
The sleepless nights.
Like there's so much shit that goes into that. And for artists specifically, it's like, you know, they're like, I'll put a single out and I'll do a launch gig. And it's like, it's not necessarily just that. Yeah. It's like, how does that build into the next thing?
There's amazing people in the industry too that I think we'll touch on and bring in that actually are committing that financial investment. But for me as an individual at 22, you know, people go to me, oh, but you're backed by cash and stuff like that. It's hard work. It's grinding. It's putting money away. Like the Palms at Crown was just under $100,000 to put on a show like that. And put myself a year before that, I had to put down $5,000 in deposit, and that was like emptying my bank account. So I think you got to take the risk, and sometimes it's not going to pay off. Like my first two shows, the investment of $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 just disappeared. But at the same time, you don't think about it like that, because it's all in
journey.
You sat us down in a restaurant in North Melbourne on a Friday. It was like 4 o'clock, and you were like, we scheduled that meeting to say, hey, don't do Coming Together Christmas and Futuration. Like, do one or the other.
We were going to talk just about Coming Together Christmas.
And at that point, the Futuration was called The Gala.
Yeah, The Gala.
And you were like, no, I'm going to do both.
And we were like, oh, good.
And release the book in the middle of it. Yeah.
But we did it. We did it. And it was amazing. Yeah. You know, and you it was commit. Like, yeah, you just got to commit, got to do it. And that's one of the things that we learned from you that was just incredible.
Oh. And we all had fun.
We did.
Yeah.
It was a fun experience. And
stressful.
It
was fine.
It was not stressful at all.
I mean, I was.
I think, you know, you have to commit. You have to give things a crack. And you have to be the person that goes, I'm going to get this done and do it. Don't wait around. And I'm really excited to explore that and explore in depth those fundamentals through this podcast too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that
wonderful
concludes our first episode.
Did we do good?
That was great. I think so. Oh, well, we'll soon find out.
I feel like I'm like tongue kissing the microphone.
No, you have to.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I'm Kyle Sandilands.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not going to comment actually.
Bypass.
We're already going to start the trends. But it's been so awesome to catch up. And we are so excited to bring this podcast series setting the record straight, feeling good.
We love this. Thank you for listening to the first one, and hopefully we can entice you to listen to the rest of it.
Exactly right. And if you want to keep up to date, make sure you head to all of our social media platforms at Benny Greggs BG Community and show us the cartel ones.
Too. At Cartel Australia.
At cartel.australia. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
We'll just find us.
Yeah, you'll find us 100%. Thanks so much, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you, crew.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to Record Straight Podcast. Keep up to date with us on our socials, and we'll see you next time.